Now, here to tell us what it says in today's papers is John S. Doyle.
Bert alert, says the lead headline on the Irish Sun. It's referring to Storm Bert, which, according to the paper, will pummel Ireland tonight. The storm with the same name as the Muppets character follows widespread snow, says the Sun. And a Met Éireann forecaster is quoted as saying that Bert may still be battering us early next week. The Sun illustrates the story with a picture of the Muppet. The Irish Daily Star goes for a picture of another Bert, the former Taoiseach. Bertie Astern is the headline, beside a famous picture of Mr. Ahern up to the hem of his overcoat in floodwater after the River Talca in Dublin burst its banks in 2002. The Irish Daily Mail devotes a full inside page to a wonderful photograph of Keel Bay on Achill Island, a study in blue by Anna Sutcliffe, which shows somebody walking on the beach, which is covered in snow. First the snow, now the floods, says the headline. Floods and the election are on the mind of a letter writer to the Irish Times. Anthony Moran of Bundoran, County Donegal, says he has yet to hear any candidate commit themselves to banning any construction on floodplains. I learned about floodplains in school, says Mr. Moran, and it astounds me when we are the subject of yet another flooding event that politicians turn up at flooded properties that were clearly built on floodplains and promise yet more flood relief schemes. Still with the election, the Times leads with a report by Pat Leahy on the proposal by the leaders of the Green Party and the Labour Party that a left-wing alliance of their parties with the Social Democrats could agree a platform and then open negotiations with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil after the election. Leahy reports that the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, has rejected the idea. The Mail reports that Mr. Harris has warned of a transatlantic trade shock following the election victory of Donald Trump in the United States. But government officials here will seek to convince the incoming US administration that avoiding tariffs will be mutually beneficial. A senior source, unnamed, told the paper, "One of the cases we will be making is that Irish companies are now creating jobs in every single state in the US." Editorials in the Irish Independent and the Times consider the International Criminal Court's issuing of a warrant for the arrest of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for what the court claims are crimes against humanity and war crimes in Gaza. It is entirely right that he should face the court in The Hague, though this is unlikely to happen, says the Times, and it is unlikely to halt the annihilation of so many civilian lives in Gaza, says the Independent. The Irish Examiner leads with the report that the Cork City Coroner has appealed for barriers to be erected to stop people from driving over Cork City's quay walls. As he said, 13 people have entered the water in cars at one quay since 2018. The Independent leads with a story about mortgages. Charlie Weston writes that tens of thousands of homeowners who originally took out their mortgages with Ulster Bank will be compensated after a blunder meant they were overcharged interest. But it's not a Christmas bonanza. The average refund due is around €50.
John S. Doyle.